The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using the promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. That's the promo code SGPN for a 100% deposit match. You are listening to a midweek edition of the EPL show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, looking at the Matchday 34 midweek slate. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on X at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network and at Gambling Podcast. That's at Gambling Podcast. And finally, also be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. On that account, I post free play winners, post sports betting opinion, and most significantly, post my profit and loss spreadsheets. You can see all of the spreadsheets by scrolling down the account, but the pinned tweet at the top of the account is the newest month. The latest month is always the pinned tweet. An easier place to find those spreadsheets without scrolling down is over at the website lockbetting.com, where you can also sign up for additional plays. My spreadsheets accumulate to 130 months in a row of transparent and track profit. What that means is for 130 straight months, I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. I've had losing days, obviously. I've even had losing weeks, but I've never lost across that 30 to 31 day period. Never had a losing month. This is verified by the spreadsheets, and this is verified by members who comment on every single one of the spreadsheets. If you want to get involved, you can do it at the website lockbetting.com. If you have questions, you can ask me them. My DMs are open. Do your due diligence and do your research first. Have a look through those spreadsheets. That's what they're there for. Have a look at the type of bets we do. Have a look at the stakes. We manage a bankroll sensibly. We've managed to get there with sensible bankroll management. So no 5-star plays, 10-star plays, 20-star plays, whale plays, play of the year, play of the century. None of that Monopoly money garbage that you'll see on X. They're not really betting, and they're definitely not tracked and transparent. We are. And after you've had a look through the spreadsheets, fire me over your questions before you sign up if you need to. And as I said, DMs are open at LockBangX. That's at LockBangX. So moving on with this edition of the EPL show, we obviously have less games to cover because these are catch-up games to bring teams up to speed. But they are significant as all three of the title contenders are involved in action. Arsenal are playing today. Liverpool are playing tomorrow, and Man City are playing on Thursday. Liverpool are involved in a Merseyside derby on Wednesday, while Arsenal are involved in a London derby both today and at the weekend when they travel to Tottenham Hotspur. So huge games with huge implications to cover. We will begin with Arsenal's game at home to Chelsea on Tuesday. Before we look at that game, let me let you know that the NFL draft is this week, and the Sports Gambling Podcast has you covered all week with NFL draft props, mock drafts, and the NFL draft watch party. Tune in Thursday night on the Sports Gambling Podcast YouTube page and hang with the guys for the best NFL draft watch party out there. So moving on with this edition of the EPL show, we begin with the London derby that we already mentioned, where Arsenal are the 1-2 minus 200 favourites at home to Chelsea. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 6-1 here on Chelsea. Other than the weekend, against Manchester City. Prior to that, Chelsea have been involved in entertaining game after entertaining game after entertaining game. However, when they go to Wembley Stadium, they seem to be involved in these tight and cagey affairs that are just decided by a single goal or a single mistake. And that was the case again for Chelsea. They actually played well for large periods. They were the better team against Man City for large periods, but came up short. They now enter into this game against Arsenal. Hey, they don't really have anything to play for in the league other than trying to steal a final European spot. But they come into this game without Cole Palmer. So they'll be motivated by playing spoiler, but they'll also be motivated by the European places. But Cole Palmer is a big miss for Chelsea. He has been a key player throughout this season. And for me, I think that will be a big difference maker. However, even without Cole Palmer, I do believe that we will see some goals here in this game. Chelsea's problem hasn't really been scoring goals because Cole Palmer has been carrying them and they have been managing to find the back of the net. Their issue has been defending. And I do believe Arsenal will be able to score at least two goals here to come away with the win. So what we're going to do is we're going to tack on over 1.5 goals to Arsenal on the money line. This gets us away from minus 200 and instead gives us the price of 7-10 on the selection. This is a game that delivers goals. The teams deliver goals, but the game individually delivers goals as well. Over 2.5 goals with BTTS tacked on has been a winning bet in 8 of the last 11 meetings between the pair, including the reverse fixture and this exact match last season. This clash is likely to follow suit, with both teams finding the net once again, in my opinion. But with Arsenal desperate to keep up their title challenge and with Chelsea missing Cole Palmer for this game, I do believe that Arsenal's incentives will outweigh Chelsea's to finish in a European position, with Arsenal challenging the title and with Arsenal being at home and having the better players overall and having the more consistent season. I believe Arsenal will come through here with a win, with both teams finding the net en route to that. 9 of Chelsea's last 10 league matches have seen both teams scoring, with 9 games in that same run actually going over 3.5 goals. So even though Cole Palmer's not there, I don't think we should be worried about the over 1.5 add-on here to Arsenal on the money line here with this one. Also, let's add to that the fact that 8 of the last 11 cashes between these two rivals have seen both teams finding the net. So a Chelsea contribution should force Arsenal to score 2 goals. Even if Chelsea don't contribute, the players Arsenal have on the pitch here, and with this game being at the Emirates and with the way that Chelsea defend, with the exception of the weekend, I believe Arsenal should be good for a couple of goals anyway. So we're going to take Arsenal on the money line, but we're going to tack on over 1.5 goals to get us away from 1-2 minus 200. And instead, we get the price of 7-10 here for this one, as Arsenal extend their lead at the top of the table. And it's quite interesting because many people were giving up on Arsenal and Liverpool after their home defeats, but they bounced back with away defeats at the weekend. And now both teams are ahead of City, but City have a game in hand. But if Arsenal and Liverpool win, they're no longer 1 point clear of Manchester City. They then both go 4 points clear of Manchester City, and Arsenal have a far better goal difference. So suddenly, City, from being the overwhelming favourites after what happened last weekend, they now will be trailing both Arsenal and Liverpool, if results go the right way, by 4 points. And yes, they will have 2 games in hand, but you often hear managers say that they would rather have points on the board. And Arsenal and Liverpool have the opportunity to actually put those points on the board before Manchester City kick a ball. And that's very likely to lead to even more complaining from Pep Guardiola, who complained a lot about the fact that Manchester City had to play on Saturday, whilst Man United and Coventry had to play on Sunday. And that came off the back of Man City exiting the Champions League after 120 minutes against Real Madrid. But I wonder if Pep would have been so bitter had Manchester City won that game against Real Madrid. We'll never know, because thankfully Man City are out of the Champions League and there will be no double treble this season. But the double is still on, and we'll get to the Manchester City game on Thursday. Prior to that, we have the Liverpool game in the Merseyside derby as they travel to Everton. And prior to that, we have 2 more games to cover on Wednesday. We begin with Wolves at home to Bournemouth, where both teams are priced up here at 6-4, with the draw available here at 13-5. Wolves' season has really moved in the wrong direction, and you could argue that usually both these teams would be on the beach, but we've seen no sign of Bournemouth being on the beach, and therefore for me they have to be the selection here in the draw no bet market. We're going to take Bournemouth here as a pick. We're going against Wolves as they're winless in 6 Premier League games, losing 4, while Bournemouth have just lost 2 of their last 8. Neither team is exactly lighting it up lately, but you would say Bournemouth are in less poor form than Wolves are, and I believe they have enough to edge this one out as they are showing signs that they are still playing and they are not on the beach. While the hosts have lost each of their last 3 at Molineux, including a 2-0 defeat to title chasers Arsenal last time out. And you have to be a little bit sympathetic towards them, because this isn't just a case of them giving up on the season. They are missing key forwards Kuna and Neto through injury, and therefore they are missing some significant firepower. Whilst Bournemouth, they have their firepower. Their goals are coming this season mainly through Dominic Solanke. He scored 18 goals this season and has also netted 4 times across his last 6 appearances as he pushes to get into Gareth Southgate's England squad in the summer. So I'm going to take Bournemouth here as a pick. This only loses if Wolves win the game. You push if the game is a draw, but you win if Bournemouth win. And that one is available at the price of 10-11 minus 110 here for this one. Up next, we look at a game here between Crystal Palace and Newcastle, where Newcastle are the narrow 6-4 favourites. Palace are the 7-4 home underdogs, and it's 13-5 on the draw. Newcastle have got themselves above Manchester United, which means United could potentially be playing in the Europa Conference League next season, which would be a disaster. So I'm going to be pulling for Crystal Palace here, especially off the back of them beating West Ham 5-2 at the weekend and cashing one of our bigger plays at the weekend as we took a 1-unit selection on the over 2.5 goals in that game. It's a weird stat, but when West Ham travel to Selhurst Park, there are always goals, and you can now add 7 more to the data. There were already 20 goals in the previous 4 meetings at Selhurst Park. There have now been 27 across the last 5. So make a note of that. When West Ham travel to Selhurst Park, there are always goals, or at least there have been in the previous 5. So that was a winning lock or winning 1-unit selection. It cashed easily for us. And I do believe with no pressure on the Crystal Palace, we will be able to see goals here again. I think we'll see a front foot game. Neither of these two teams have defended well this season. And I'm going to take the over 3 goals here at the price, at the plus money price of 11-10. If you want to take this up to over 3.5, that is available at 7-4. But I'm happy to take plus money on 3 goals and get myself a push if there is just 3 goals. And win if there are a win if there is 4 goals, and we lose if there are 2 goals or under. But I just don't see there being only 2 goals in this game. Over 3.5 goals has been a winning bet in 11 of Newcastle's last 14 games, and this clash definitely has the markings of another high scoring affair, given that Crystal Palace saw 7 goals in their game at the weekend where they scored 5. And they also bagged twice against the champions in the home game prior to that in Manchester City. So I expect both sides to employ a gung-ho approach with nothing really to play for Crystal Palace, while Newcastle, they need to win this game to keep themselves in the European places. And I'm talking about the Europa League spot, not the Europa Conference League, which I don't believe either Newcastle or Man United want to be playing in. So I'm going to take over 3 goals here in the Asian goal line market. The over 3 is available at plus money, as I mentioned, at 11-10. If you want to take this up to over 3.5 goals, that is available at 7-4. But I'm happy with the over 3. Happy to get plus money here at 11-10, plus 110 for my Asian goal line selection here for this one. Up next, we do move on to the Merseyside Derby. Before we cover it, let me take this quick pause here to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor Underdog Fantasy wants to make sure it is a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. You can make entries all out of basketball, or you can mix and match across your other favourite sports, and you can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is now available in 30 plus states, and they include California, Texas, and even Canada. So head over to underdogfantasy.com, where, as I mentioned, it's available in 30 plus states. They've also just launched Champions, their player versus player format in Florida. Make sure you sign up now with our promo code SGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy and that promo code SGPN. We now move on to the Merseyside Derby. This is the final game we're covering from Wednesday's slate, because Man United versus Sheffield United is covered exclusively over on BetMUFC, and that is where we will be holding the inquest regarding Manchester United's performance in the FA Cup semi-final. We are there. We are in the FA Cup final, but we were en route to cashing another winning lock over on BetMUFC. And for some reason, that fell to pieces. Now, my lock betting clients managed to take a hedge on that, so it wasn't a significant loss at all. And we had a monster day on Sunday and a monster day on Monday and a huge day on Saturday too. So the weekend was just phenomenal for us over at lock betting. But our one loss that we did take was on Man United on the money line with over 1.5 goals tacked on. How that lost, I'll never know, but I will go and I will be on the BetMUFC and I will be trying to work out, and I'll be talking about what if I do not still support Erik ten Hag as the manager of Manchester United. This is one of the only occasions that I can really remember where we are talking about an embarrassing win, because the words win and embarrassing don't really tend to go together. But that's exactly what this was. This was an embarrassing win for Manchester United. And that's what we're going to be discussing and talking about over on BetMUFC, and analysing where Manchester United go from here with Erik ten Hag. Is he the manager for next season, or do we need to make a change? And if we do make a change, who do we bring in? Or does it all come down to the FA Cup final? If Manchester United win the FA Cup final, is that what means that we keep Erik ten Hag? Does he go either way, or does he stay either way? So we're going to break all of that down over on BetMUFC. But we now move on to the Merseyside Derby, where any win will do for Liverpool, even if it is an embarrassing one in this Merseyside Derby against Everton, where their noisy neighbours will be desperate to stop them from winning the title. Everton now looks safe off the back of what was a very, very controversial win against Nottingham Forest. They are the 6-1 home underdogs here. It's 19-5 on the draw, and Liverpool here are the 11-20 favourites to win this game. It's very, very difficult to call this one, because I really do believe that this will be a big, big cup final for Everton. And I do believe they'll make things very, very difficult for Liverpool. I believe Everton will get on the score sheet here. Liverpool, with both teams scoring, was a winning bet for us at the weekend. And I do believe that it could be a winning bet for us again here, as I do believe that all Everton will do is contribute and make it difficult. But I don't believe they'll come away with anything, because Liverpool now, between now and the end of the season, every game is a cup final. And that Klopp mentality will kick in. Klopp has often referred to his team as mentality monsters during his tenure. It's something that he's referenced often, and I'll believe we'll see the mentality monsters turning up here again. But I also believe Everton will make a contribution towards the scoring. Liverpool own this fixture. They've won 4 of the last 5 Merseyside derbies, and come into this one having won 7 of the last 10 away games. However, Liverpool have conceded in 4 of the last 5 on the road, including at the weekend against Fulham, whilst Everton have scored in each of their last 5 at home. So I like Liverpool to leave with the points, but it's going to be tight. It's going to be hard. It might only be by a single goal margin. I like Liverpool with the BTTS tacked on, and that jumps up Liverpool from 11 to 20 to 2-1 plus 200 by adding your both teams to score selection to your money line selection on Liverpool here for this one, the Merseyside derby on Wednesday night. We move on to the final game here we're going to look at. It's Manchester City travelling to Brighton, where City are the 4-9 favourites to win here. It's 19-5 on the draw, and Brighton are the 6-1 plus 600 home underdogs. Pep Guardiola complained about playing on Saturday, but they get a nice rest here between Saturday and Thursday. And I can't see anything but a Manchester City win. Brighton have been depleted by injuries, and that has essentially been a large part of why their season has petered out. Brighton aren't going to finish in the European places this season. The best that they can really do is stay in the top half. But they're not going to be judged by what they do against the likes of Man City. I think it's a big, big accomplishment that Brighton are even competing with these teams, and that people see this as somewhat of a banana skin for Manchester City between now and the end of the season. I don't. I think this is going to be a routine Man City win. While they have wobbled lately following their Champions League exit and what was definitely an unconvincing FA Cup win against Chelsea, they have been ruthless previously in the Premier League, and they just find a way to win. So whether this is a attacking game, whether this is a tight and cagey game, I believe City will find the moment of quality, or find the moments of quality, to come away with the points here. I'm going to take the Manchester City with under 4.5 goals tacked on. I don't believe we'll see 5 goals here, because Pep Guardiola has already been complaining about the fixture pile-up, a pile-up he knew was coming if you stayed in all the competitions. If you're going for a double treble, you're going to be playing a lot of games. So I believe Manchester City just want to get in and out of Brighton, and I believe they want to just get the job done. Guardiola will be fully aware that the Amex is a difficult place to go to. Brighton have lost only one of their last 13 home games in the Premier League, and they've only failed to score twice at home in the Premier League this season. But at the end of the day, Roberto De Zerbi is earmarked as a future Man City manager for a reason. That's because he tries to play a Pep Guardiola and Manchester City style of play. But he's trying to play that style of play with inferior players in this game. If Manchester City are playing a worse version of Manchester City, a lesser version of themselves, then Manchester City will win that game 9 times out of 10. Therefore, I'm confident taking City to win this game once again. I'm going to take Manchester City, and I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals, simply because I feel Manchester City don't need to come here and score loads of goals. They just want to get it done. And even if Brighton do continue their scoring run at home, I don't believe Manchester City are going to be able to score 4 goals. I don't even believe Manchester City will be trying to score 4 goals to make this a heavy scoreline. So I'm going to take Man City to win. I'm going to tack on the under 4.5 goals. We're getting plus money on a selection here. It's an even money selection at plus 100. And that's going to be my lean here for this one, Thursday's game between Manchester City and Brighton, as I think Manchester City will emerge with 3 points from the Amex and re-tighten up that gap, which I believe that Arsenal and Liverpool will extend with wins on Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively. Before we close out with the lock here on this show, let me take a quick pause here to tell you guys about the football contest proxy. Thinking of entering the Circa Survivor or Circa Millions contest, but don't live in Nevada? That's no problem, because it's very easy to hire a proxy to submit the picks for you each week for your chance to win millions. Sign up in Las Vegas and then just submit your picks to your proxy. We've partnered up with the gold standard of proxies over at footballcontestproxy.com. Plus, if you use the promo code SGP at checkout, you'll save $50 off the proxy fees. That's right. Just go to footballcontestproxy.com. And that's, once again, footballproxy.com. And use the promo code SGP to get $50 off the service. Closing out with your lock on the show, I'm looking at a parlay here involving two of the top three. And the team that I trust the least, the team that I believe have the biggest banana skin, are Everton. Now, Everton would love to stop Liverpool winning the league. Goodison Park is a difficult place to go to. And even though Liverpool have had the better of the Merseyside derby significantly recently, I'm going to leave that one out because I just don't like Liverpool going to Goodison Park as much as I like Arsenal at home to Chelsea. And as much as I like Manchester City travelling to Brighton. Now, Arsenal are also playing in a derby game. This is a London derby. Chelsea hate Arsenal, but I believe without Cole Palmer, this is going to make things difficult for Chelsea. And I just believe Arsenal find a way to get over the line. So what you're going to get here as your lock is a two-team parlay. We're going to take Arsenal at the price of 1-2 minus 200 as your first leg of the parlay. And we're going to add Manchester City at the price of 4-9. And by adding these two selections together, you end up picking up £217 from a £100 stake. So 117 to 100 are the odds by taking Arsenal on the money line and Manchester City on the money line in a parlay. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.